Whether you want to rent out your basement apartment or are just looking to move, it's important to understand the renting laws in the region. In order to make the housing market work for your requirements, this breakdown covers all the information you need to know regarding residential tenancy. Tenant rights and responsibilities. While there are some national standards of practice that hold true, the specifics vary depending on where you live. Quebec and Saskatchewan have differing rules regarding tenancy, and every other province for that matter. The variations are intended to reflect the infrastructure and demographics of the people. Each province has its own regulatory boards, each with its own financing and non-federalized laws. However, even if the specifics vary depending on where you live in Canada, some elements are universal. For main tenants are intended to be accommodated by these. Health, safety, housing, maintenance. A tenant has a right to a habitable, habitation-ready dwelling. This covers orderliness, upkeep, utility accessibility, and an absence of interference. In exchange, the tenant must pay rent on time, refrain from interfering with the landlord, and notify urgent issues as soon as they arise. In addition, tenants are required to grant access to their landlords as long as they had adequate warning. Although there are more complex regulations at the provincial level, the aforementioned sets the minimum criteria for the entire nation. Make important to become acquainted with the local rental laws if you're thinking about renting somewhere else. Conditions for renting in Canada. You need to have and be able to provide a number of important documents in order to rent anywhere in Canada. These are necessary for a number of reasons, including establishing your identification and guaranteeing your ability to pay rent. It will be much simpler to rent a property if you keep all of these papers organized and collected. Required documents for renting in Canada. In order to rent a property in Canada, you must have 5 important documents, including identification. Official identification is the first item on the list. Passports, official picture IDs, and permanent resident cards are acceptable forms of identification. These won't work unless you reside in a province that offers health cards that include photos, like British Columbia and Quebec. The photo ID must be current and issued by a government agency in order to be valid. Pay stubs and a letter of employment. These documents are technically 2 parts, but for the sake of synchronization, they are treated as one. Your pay stubs from the previous 3 months must be presented as proof of your income. A letter of employment, on the other hand, notifies the landlord that you will continue to work there for the foreseeable future. Bank records. This is to demonstrate your ability to make rent payments. Pay stubs display your net income but do not detail where the funds are spent. If auto payments and other debt payments account for 3/4 of your income, you are probably unable to make rent payments. References. These show that you can keep up relationships and don't leave a trail of burnout relationships in your wake. You can ask former landlords, co-workers, or anybody else who can vouch for your character for references in a similar way to asking for references for jobs. Rental history. The more rentals you've had, the better of a renter you are. This is what landlords want to see to prove that you're going to stay in the rental for a respectable amount of time. They want to stay away from people who break their leases early or who frequently move after only a few months. The preference is for tenants who have a history of stable housing. Does your landlord run a credit check? Some landlords will run a credit check. Although you have the legal right to object to the credit check, doing so may actually reduce your chances of getting the rental. If the landlord asks for a copy of your credit report, they are making sure you have a track record of on-time bill payment. The report gives the landlord information about your likelihood of paying rent. The credit report gives potential landlords some peace of mind when renting by breaking down addresses on file, open lines of credit, and any actions against you. Can someone with bad credit rent an apartment? Yes, it is possible to rent an apartment in Canada with poor or no credit. While some people rely on lowering their expectations for rentals, others will turn to outside resources for assistance in finding a place to rent. You may be able to rent an apartment despite having negative credit by doing the following, depending on your financial situation. Look for rentals with no credit check. Look for rentals that don't demand credit checks. There are some rental homes in Canada that don't. The choice, however, ultimately rests with the landlord after they have reviewed your application. Utilize online tools. Opportunities to find rentals that fit your criteria abound in the digital world. You can get in touch with a landlord directly, and in many circumstances, you can read the requirements and completely bypass credit checks. Speak to a real estate professional. A real estate specialist is the only one who has a deeper understanding of the home market. Be open and truthful about your financial condition and personal circumstances. They can advise you on various actions you can take to make yourself a more desirable renter or assist you in finding properties for which you would be eligible. Boosting your candidacy. Making yourself a more appealing candidate will provide you an advantage over the competition by fixing the problems with your current status. Make sure you have a consistent job, settle your obligations, and accumulate cash you can use to leverage a rental. Obtain a cosigner. A good strategy to stand out from the competition is to have someone guarantee your tenancy. Although it shouldn't be your go-to reaction, it may be next to impossible to rent without one if you have no rental history or bad credit. However, it equally holds the guarantor accountable for the lease. Offer advance payments. Since you will ultimately be responsible for paying the rent, offering advance payments on your lease is a terrific approach to entice a prospective landlord. There are a few other ways you might improve your application. Offer an extra $50 per month as a great negotiating tactic when submitting your application. However, in general, landlords are only permitted by law to request a security deposit equal to up to 1 month's rent. Does renting require tenants' insurance? Although landlords have insurance to safeguard their assets, tenants are not covered by it. A specific kind of insurance called tenancy insurance is designed to shield tenants against hazards like theft, damage to their own property, and legal liabilities. The regulations governing tenant insurance differ by jurisdiction. However, generally speaking, neither the law nor a landlord may compel you to purchase renter insurance. Having said that, contract law will require you to buy it if it is a component of a signed lease, meaning that the landlord has the right to terminate your tenancy owing to a breach of contract if you do not obtain the insurance. Final words: while some features of residential tenancy are same across Canada, each province has its own set of specialized laws. Make sure to direct your research at the relevant jurisdiction. It's crucial for both landlords and tenants to understand how Canada's rental market operates. You can make the most of your renting opportunities by being aware of your rights and obligations. Need some quick cash? Let us help. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your cash or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing. The process is free and you can quit it at any time. We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you with prudent advice. Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below. If you found this article helpful, please share it with someone you care about. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.